holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
What kind of worker are you? I just want to know.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid, wonderful, beautiful, rainy day here in Columbus. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, how was your holiday, man? How was your holiday last week? Listen, one thing I want you to know is this. You know, in this day and time, we tend to look at each other and judge each other just based on what we like or dislike. And us being a believer, you know, we have to, how can I say it? We have to really give people a chance, because you never know where they're coming from. People say things all the time. People do things all the time. And so you forgive and you forgive and you forgive and you work with them. You work with them. You give them a chance to be who they are, and you try to be their friend as best you can. Or at least tell them the truth as best you can. Okay? Like, okay, you got to remember that people, right? No matter where they come from or what they look like, under all that skin, they're still a human being. You know? They can say that I'm an unbeliever. They can say things like, I'm a believer. They can say things like, I'm homosexual. They can say things like, I'm an atheist, whatever it is they say that they are and that they experience and that they do or that they believe in. When it's all said and done, beneath all of that skin, beneath all that talk, is a human being. That's what we have to remember. They're just human beings. And so before we start totally sending everybody to the hot place condemning everybody to hell, hold on, just remember that you were one time like that also. You might not have done what they've done or what they're in or believe what they believe, but you did something and you were in something and you believed something, right? And God had to take his time and work on us. You think God don't see us for what we really are? You think that? He does. He sees us. He sees us and he works with us. And so us being people, right? We have to make a conscious decision to work with people. We just have to do it. I mean, God works on me with that because, it, you know, for a while, it just takes time, you know, to change what your direction and change the way you think and change the way you speak and say things. You know, my thing was always, I thought people were supposed to just, you know, obey God. And I've considered the Bible what God said. And that's true to a point, you know, but God's words are spirit. God's words are not necessarily written down in, you know, on paper and with black ink or blue ink or red ink. God's words are spirit. And somebody wrote them down, you know. And sometimes people just write things down that they think is right, you know, but we can get what's right directly from the only one who is right, which is God. And as long as we get those words from him, we'll know what to do. We'll know what to say. We'll know how to see things. And so my thing was always, hey, we need to obey the Bible. We need to obey the Bible. We need to obey the Bible. And so, I mean, and still, you can still obey the Bible. There's no problem with that. The problem comes in is when we think the Bible is God. Now that's where the problem shows up, because now we're treating the Bible. Y'all hear that thunder? We're treating the Bible as if it is God, and it is not. The Bible's not God. God is the only God. There's no other, like, there's a God one and a God two, which is called a Bible. No, God is the only God there is. And I used to think people were supposed to, I thought we all supposed to just obey the Bible and put two and two together and understand it and be done. Well, that's good to a certain extent, because later on revelation comes from God. And when he says things, he'll put the Bible together. He'll show you how to utilize it, because we don't know how to utilize the Bible. We just grab the Bible for what we like in it half the time. And when you want to shut somebody down that believes in the Bible, you want to have a Bible debate or something like that. OK, that's up to you. I don't need to have those debates. I really don't. But some people just need that. You know, that's not nothing wrong with that. If they need that, God meet you where you are, you know. But hey, it is what it is. But remember, when you meet people, regardless of where they say they come from, or no matter what they're doing, you know, just like I could see drag queens and stuff like that on TV or on social media, and I have to look at them and go, well, that's where they are right now. That's not where that doesn't mean they're going to be there forever like that. And under all of that makeup, under all the wigs, and under all those costumes and clothes is a human being. Under all that skin is a human being that needs to be saved, just like I need to be saved. All of us. We all got to get close to God some kind of way. And it's best that you start looking now to get close to him. Because if you don't, trust me, it won't be good. It won't be good. We are not trying to go to the hot place. Amen. We're not trying to go to the hot place. All right. Now, today we're going to talk about being a worker. Now, what kind of worker are you? You know, let's see. We're going to read, where is this? We're going to read 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll start at verse number 15, talking about an approved worker. You know, some workers are not approved to be working, you know, and you don't know what that is. Only God knows when people are approved. But you know, this is a decent guideline to get started, right? It's a good guideline to get started. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, it says this: work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Notice that it does not say, work hard so that you can present yourself to people. It says to get the approval of God, not the approval of people. And sometimes that's what we get caught up in. We're thinking we got to get the approval of people. People can't save you. I can't save you. That's why I don't sit there and tear you apart with the Bible and try to judge you, because God is the one in charge. He's the one who can help you change. He's the only one that can help you change. And he's the one that, his approval is the only approval that matters. Nobody else's approval. My approval doesn't matter. Nobody else's approval matters. Your pastor's approval doesn't matter. Your mother's approval don't matter. It's all about what God approves. Work hard so that you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth. And truth is God. God is truth. You know, only his words are true. And so you have to be able to explain those words. But you really can't explain them if God doesn't give you those words or the explanation in itself. You can try. You can grab all the dictionaries, the thesauruses, and internet searches and all that, but that won't change anything. The only way to explain the word of truth, the only way to explain that is if God gives it to you. And if he gives you the words, then you can explain it. You know, there are a lot of things that God has shown me that I don't have the words to explain. I guess it's like when Paul said he went up to heaven and a third heaven and saw things and heard things that were not good for people to hear or he didn't have the words to explain those. It's just like that. God shows me things all the time. Things that I could tell you here that would really blow your mind if I could explain it to you. He hadn't given me the words to explain those things, but I can see them and I operate my life accordingly. You know, even if I tried to explain them, they just get worse. It would get more confusing to you because it's not for me to tell. God would have to tell you those things himself. Yeah, because he's the one who knows what you can handle. I don't know what you can handle. I can do things for shock value all day, but if I don't know what you can handle, I could give you something that you can, that you might mishandle. And if you mishandle it, that would be even worse. That would be even worse. And so then I'm not doing God's words any justice. I'm not explaining his words. I'm just saying things to get a shock value out of people, for people to just go, oh, wow. No. I'm just going to actually give you and say what God allows me to say. Verse number 16, avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. Now, a lot of times, you know, we watch comedians. A lot of the stuff that, basically most of the stuff that they say is actually funny. But that don't mean we can laugh at it all the time. You know, we just, you know, it's there and it's true. But some of that stuff is things that lead to godless behavior. And then we laugh at the godless behavior. And so then we're just as bad, I guess. You know, we just have to pay attention to what we watch and what we listen to. Because if you don't, man, you know, we can get out there and laugh at everything, and everything ain't supposed to be laughed at because it leads to other godless behavior. And we're talking about being an approved worker. So we have to kind of gauge what we watch, what we see, what we listen to, all the music. The music sometimes listens, it'll lead you to other godless behavior. You know, we just have to be careful. In order, while we're being these approved workers, we have to just be careful with what we're watching and looking at and thinking about and watching on social media. Just be careful out there. You're trying to be an approved worker. Remember that.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.